everyone. I am Janelle Kazira, blogger for Post University. Today we have two special guests with us for a podcast, Sergeant William Tanner, Bill for short, and his wife, Teresa Tanner, and they are both graduating as part of the class of 2013. Bill is getting his MPA degree, and Teresa is getting her MSHSV degree. They are coming to the culmination of their journey together, so it's exciting to have you both on the line with us. Welcome, Bill and Teresa.
Thank you.
So graduation is just a few days away now, so there's, I'm sure, a lot of excitement going on in the Tanner household.
Yes, there is.
So tell us a little bit about where you're from and what brought you to Post to begin with.
I had taken some courses a couple years out of high school in the late 80s and stopped going to school. And then I went to one of the state universities a couple times. I actually went back to school twice and didn't finish. And then in 2006, I decided on Post because they had the online program and working shifts. The school that I was trying to go to wasn't very accommodating if you were going to be late or miss the class because of last-minute work changes. So my mother-in-law had graduated from Post in the late 90s. So I had known about the school, and then when I found the online program, I looked into it and decided that was for me, and that's how I had gone, you know, decided to go back for what was hopefully going to be the last time.
And Teresa, how about you? What brought you to Post?
Well, I had wanted to go back for my master's, but again, it was just, you know, with time, you know, time constraints and, you know, with having a family and, you know, working full time and with Bill working shifts just kind of made it, you know, even more difficult. So he had done his program online, so I thought that I would give it a try. And, you know, I took a couple courses online and then had decided that probably the on-site classes would be best suited for me. So I was thrilled that Post had offered both online and on-site because then I had, you know, the best of both worlds to choose what it was that I had wanted to do. So I did do some online, and then I chose to do the majority of it as an on-site student, you know, being that Post was not that far from home. And I got, you know, so much out of the experience, being able to, you know, meet my fellow students, meet my professors, and then when there was also online work on the discussion board as well, but it just really made it that much easier. And, you know, again, being on site, was able to just get so much more out of it. And all the teachers were more, you know, more than helpful and more than willing to, you know, to give you that, you know, extra encouragement and extra motivation that you needed, you know, to be able to, you know, to get your you know, degree completed. So it was, for me, it worked out having the choice of doing both.
So let's talk about the chosen fields of study for each of you. So Bill, you decided to get your MPA, and Teresa, you went for your master's in human services. So I guess we'll start with Bill. Why MPA?
Well, being already in, I guess, the lower level of management, you could say, in a police department, it made sense to go for the public administration because one of my goals professionally is to move up in the agency. And I already had, well, I did my undergrad through Post with the business management degree. And when I looked at the MBA, it really applies more to the private sector, which obviously is why they came out with an MPA in the first place. And the timing just happened to work out that in 2010, when I finished my undergrad, Post received the accreditation for the MPA. So for me, it was just almost a no-brainer. That was more tailored to my field, you know, my profession, so it just made sense to do that.
And Teresa, how about you in light of your profession? Why did you want to go for your master's?
I had wanted to go back for my master's. I really wasn't exactly sure what I had wanted to, you know, to pursue. And then looking through the degrees and the agency where I'm working for now, I work for a nonprofit agency. And they encourage, you know, education and training classes through, you know, funding sources and that kind of thing. And the Master's in Human Services, you know, fit with the job that I was doing. They were very, you know, encouraging to go back. And I just really took a liking to it. It was something that I had never done before, so I kind of just took a shot in the dark here. And, you know, it was something that I was interested in, something that I liked, and then am able to use it now, you know, in my field, and have gotten, you know, a new position at work because of this, and it's something that I like. So I just kind of, you know, like I said, a kind of a shot in the dark, but, you know, it was definitely, definitely well worth it. I'm very glad I continued.
So what position did you have, and what position do you have now?
Well, I've been with the agency 5 years now, and I actually started out as the, you know, receptionist for the agency, and then went to an administrative assistant position, and then a coordinator position, and now I'm actually a case management for a residential transitional housing program. And that one of the reasons I was able to get that position was because of, you know, completing this program at Post.
Great. And can you tell us the name of the agency?
Sure. It's MCCA, Midwestern Connecticut Council on Alcoholism.
Great. And Bill, you are with the Danbury Police Department, is that correct?
No, I'm actually with the Wilton Police Department.
Okay, the Wilton Police Department. And what's your position there?
I am a sergeant in the patrol division at the moment.
How do you hope that your degree will help advance whatever career goal that you have at the police department?
Well, if all things work out before I retire, I'll be at least a lieutenant running, you know, assisting in running the agency and directing the agency into the future wherever the chief wants to take it. So I think that the my degree will help me do that and help him do whatever he wants to do with the agency.
Great. And in earlier, you were talking about how you have a family, which is common to many adult learners who are going back to school. And I'm curious to know what sorts of challenges you faced together with your family, having the kids in the house and to raise amid all of the pressures and time requirements to earn your degree. So tell us a little bit about what that was like and how you managed it all.
Well, for me, when I went back for my undergrad in 2006, our oldest was, help me with math here, Terry, because that's never been my strong suit.
Oh, she was
11, 12 years old.
About 11 or 12, yeah.
So my youngest was eight or nine. And with me doing it online, I was home, but I was doing it. But so for the kids, dad was either at work or on the computer. And one of the harder things when I actually finished my undergrad was when my youngest gave a big sigh of relief that dad's finally done with the computer. And then I announced a month later I was going to go right into my master's and it was going to be another 2 years of being on the computer. It was just a busy time. You know, like we said earlier, I was working shifts. The kids were relatively young. They were involved in sports. And Terry had to pick up a lot of slack that way. And sitting at practice watching the kids play football or lacrosse or whatever it was that season, and I'm sitting on the sidelines with my textbooks and my highlighter and going at it. So it was, I think for me it was probably more challenging for Terry picking up the slack for me, because one of the differences between us, and there's a couple, I started out doing my undergrad. I never finished my undergrad prior to coming to Post. Terry at least had her undergrad. And I was online, and eventually when she came to Post, she did the more the on-site stuff. So those are just some of the differences, and it was hard for me, but I think it was harder on her and harder on the kids.
Tessa, what do you have to add to that?
It was definitely difficult for me too. Again, picking up a lot of the slack, but
what a good wife.
Yes, but I figured, you know, the two of us are, you know, in this together, and, you know, better, you know, in the long run. And even though I had, you know, my undergrad, I actually, you know, finished my undergrad while we had two children, not three. So I still did mine, you know, with kids, and which was difficult. But I think I took the easy route out. I took advantage of the on-site class, and part of it was, you know what, mom needs a break and mom needs to get out of the house. So that was my break, was going to on-site classes as well. So it was kind of a twofold. You know, and then being able to, you know, again, get on the computer, do that at any time, you know, was good. So we did a lot of things after the kids went to bed at night as to not take time away from them. Or if there was something that we had to do, you know, paper or something like that, we would schedule the time, okay, you know, mom or dad has this time, you know, we need to do this. And I have to say, you know, the kids were very understanding and the kids were very patient. And if they hadn't been, I don't think we would have been able to do it, you know, without that. You know, they're not the nagging type or, you know, I want this, I want this. They were very, okay, this is kind of what it is. And again, they were patient and understanding too. But then also they got older and they also realized that how important it was to, you know, to us. But it was also going to benefit them because now our oldest is in college. Our second oldest is going to college next year. And one of the things we wanted to do was convey to them how important the education is, no matter what age. And one of the lessons that we tried to teach them was, please do this while you're young. Don't wait to do this while you're in your 40s like we are. You know, it just makes it that much more difficult. But yet, you know, you can do it at any age. So we're hoping that, you know, there's a lot of lessons all the way around that they learned by us going back. You know, and the one, you know, most important is, you know, set the goal and achieve that. But again, it was for everybody's benefit. And it was, you know, it was a family effort. It wasn't just the two of us. It was all five of us. But we also did have support from, you know, grandparents, you know, helping to bring kids somewhere if we weren't able to or pick up from somewhere or a school activity. So, you know, we didn't do all of it ourselves. We did have some help. And, you know, you can't be afraid to ask for help as well. So in the end, it was definitely worth it, definitely worth it.
And this may be your next question, but one of the things that when Terry started her master's, it kind of made it, I don't know if it was so much easier or maybe a little more fun, was we started a competition every mod with, what's your GPA? And so that kind of lightened it a little bit, too. It was a healthy competition with who had the better GPA this mod.
Yes.
And who is going to finish with the better GPA?
I think he will. Barely. Barely.
I don't know, 3.95.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
That was actually going to be one of my questions for you is, what has this experience been like for the two of you in your relationship? Do you feel that this has brought you closer?
I think it definitely has.
Being, oh, good.
you know, more patient with each other, but the joke with the GPA was actually kind of a motivator to just do a little bit better, you know, a little bit better rather than, you know, just, oh, what I have to do to, you know, to skate by. It was kind of, you know, competition between the two of us. And it was also exciting to see, you know, who was doing what, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, now he's finished, you know, and, you know, I've just got a few clinical hours left to finish up, but, you know, it's, you know, we learned a lot from each other, you know, and about each other, where, you know, I never realized how smart my husband was. Not that I didn't think he was, but just, it's just, and I'm encouraging him now to go on for his PhD. I said, you can do this. This will be nothing, you know, nothing for you. He just kind of absorbs it like it's absolutely nothing. So I hope he does.
So tell us then, what is graduation going to feel like for the two of you?
We're done for the moment.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is going to be sort of a sigh of relief because, like I said, I started pretty much from scratch in 06. And I've been in school since 06, so I'm kind of looking forward to the break as much as I enjoyed it. And you know, I don't know, I say that, but I don't know how much I mean that because, like I told Terry when I finished, now I sit down and I look at the computer and I log online and I go, I got nothing to do, and I turn it off. I don't understand how people stay on a computer and surf for hours, not having the schoolwork, not having papers to write. I actually, as weird as it's going to sound to a lot of people, I miss it. I actually enjoyed writing the papers. And even Terry thought I was nuts while I was doing them, that I just really liked researching and writing and, I don't know, call me different, I guess.
Teresa, what do you feel? Do you feel similarly?
I do. For me, it'll definitely be a goal that I've accomplished. But I think I may take a few classes just to keep myself busy here and there. It's just something that you get used to, something that has been going on for so long. It just kind of becomes the norm. So I think we're both thinking of continuing. And I think, knowledge is a wonderful thing. I don't think you can ever have enough. But we are rewarding ourselves. In September, we're taking a cruise, a much needed vacation. So actually leaves on our anniversary. So it was also kind of an excuse to book it. So that's what we're doing for ourselves too.
Oh, great. Well, that will be fun.
And that'll be another nice thing because we've taken two other vacations in the last few years to the Caribbean. And both times I had papers due or an exam to do and took my laptop with me and took time to go up to the room and I got to do my work.
Yeah.
That part I won't miss, I don't think.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with both of you, and thanks for joining us. I really appreciate you sharing your story.
No problem.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
And congratulations on earning your degrees.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.